Kelly froze as she watched and waited. The pine cones continued to float without moving towards her. Kelly slowly let out the breath she hadn't realized she'd been holding, shook away the sudden fear that had made her stop, and activated a side camera on her suit. Her HUD lit up with an image in the bottom left corner, focused on the objects so she could keep walking forward and keep an eye on the pine cones at the same time. It didn't completely dispel the fear, but it made it a little easier to deal with. The bay, still mostly shrouded in darkness even through the HUD's low-light filters, was a disaster area. Several other magnetic loaders floated freely above the deck. Steel crates floated near the ceiling as well as at waist level. Whatever had decompressed the bay had tossed the place like grains of sand in a Martian windstorm. Kelly continued walking, her eyes swiveling to the sides of the bay. There had to be emergency O2 stations in here. Just had to be. But the first 10 meters into the bay showed nothing. She brought up the schematics, the ones the SNR Black's AI had said were inaccurate, and oriented herself. The shuttle bay wasn't part of the internal schematics they'd been given, but the exterior seemed right. She scanned the diagrams looking for any telltale signs of O2 stations, but there was nothing. She silently cursed and continued walking. Her lights glinted off gray Atmos steel, and she smiled. She found the first shuttle. Kelly focused the lights, the HUD scanning the object and attempting to ferret out its shape. Her eyes widened. This was no shuttle. It was a mining vehicle. Normal shuttles, even 50 years ago, were near-perfect rectangles of steel providing space for a maximum of 15 occupants. They were made for short journeys to both atmospheric and non-atmospheric celestial bodies and, as a last resort, acted as short-term escape pods. Most ships, especially one as large as Mira, had as many escape pods as crew, with a few dozen extras in case of malfunctions or damage. If the crew needed to escape, the pods provided greater protection and longer life support for a single occupant than a shuttle would. But the vehicle in front of her was far from a normal shape. Several cutting beam barrels protruded from the bow as well as what looked like a tow line. Blast shutters hid the trans-aluminum canopy. There was no way for her to look inside. She'd have to do it the hard way. Kelly continued hugging the wall, her steps picking up speed. Her HUD hadn't picked up any more of the pinecone-like objects, so she was safe for now. So long as that acid shit isn't in here too, she thought. The acid slicks were the whole reason they were in this mess. If she'd seen the liquid slicks on the outer hull, the skiff might not have suffered broken gas lines, and they'd be headed back to SNR Black, sans casualties. Instead, Elliot's suit had been compromised, his left hand was missing, and they were all suffering from minor concussions. Damn the luck. She tried to open a block connection to the SNR Black AI.
Black?
She waited for the AI to respond, but there was nothing. Before she and her squad entered the bay, the AI had said it was unable to provide communications with the rest of SNR Black Company. The AI had also said the command crew knew of her situation. She hoped the AI was right. When Black didn't respond, she took a snapshot of the craft and sent a data packet anyway. Her suit would continue trying the message until it was delivered or timed out. Inside Mira, she imagined communications with the AI would be nearly non-existent.
Dickerson, bring Elliot and Carb in. I want that door closed behind us.
Aye, Corporal, Dickerson said.
Carbonaro activated her comms.
I got him, boss. I don't think he's conscious yet.
That was worrisome. Elliot's bio-nannies should have been working on the swelling in the Marine's brain, but if there was too much damage, he'd require a nanny infusion. Too bad their medical supplies, and the majority of their weapons, had been on the skiff. Kelly shook away the thoughts and stared at the shuttle's port side. A large gash in the hull told her the vehicle was beyond repair. Even if she could power it up, its integrity had been savaged. She cursed and checked her stats. 5 minutes had passed since she walked into the bay. How many more did Elliot have left before he ran out of O2? She studied the rip in the hull. Now that she was looking directly at it, she noticed it was far from uniform. Instead, the edges were bent inward.